The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. What exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news. Join my cabinet, Gorka's cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, sebgorka.com. Click on the Gorka's cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream today.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you, and the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Washington State is no place for hate. In a show of solidarity between police and community, I'm joined today by Lori Matsukawa. We will document and investigate every reported hate crime. Even racist name-calling should be reported to police. We take this information very seriously. If you aren't sure if a hate crime occurred, call 911. We are here to help and will respond to investigate.
When we work together,
we're safer together.
Is that Monty Python? I do like Monty Python. It didn't sound like Terry Gilliam. Didn't even sound like John Cleese in drag. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. That was none other than, I presume she's a Democrat, Carmen Best, Seattle police chief, who said, if somebody's using racist language, please do call 911. Now, just to put this in context, I had to open the show with that because it is a microcosm of the times we live in. Yes, we are under lockdown. Sort of federal law. Remember what we've heard from our good friend Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. The president hasn't ordered anybody to stay home. He's issued guidelines. Nobody has started martial law. Not even the governors have used their capacities to physically keep people in their homes. But there is a problem in America, specifically when it comes to hot zones. We are a nation of 327 million legal residents. The Lord knows how many illegal residents they are. They're called illegal aliens, by the way, Media Matters. People are so excited. People were transcribing on the left the things I had to say yesterday. I had emails from hack non-journalists out there. I'm so glad you watched this show. The fact is we have hot zones. More than 50% of the cases in America, 52% latest count of coronavirus infections, are from New York and metropolitan New York, not the state. And the second, as far as I recall, densest hot zone, at least in the beginning, the majority of fatalities more than half of the fatalities were coming from the state of Washington. In fact, from Seattle, where Carmen Best is the police chief. So we have some parts of America that are in serious, dire straits right now because people are getting sick. The elderly, especially those with underlying conditions, are dying as a result of the complications brought on by the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus. And one of them is Seattle. But what's the priority for the left? Remember, Seattle is the place where a conservative gay minority journalist was beaten up when he was just reporting from an Antifa demonstration. And where was he beaten up? He was beaten up within line of sight, less than a block away from the headquarters of the Seattle police. After he received a head injury that led to bleeding on the brain when he finally ended up in the ER, he requested the help of the police who were standing a block away outside of their police quarters, headquarters. And he asked for their help. And we played the video. We played the audio. What happened to Andy Ngo? What did those police officers say to him? We'd like to help you, but the ambulances are on the other side of the square, on the other side of the Antifa rioters, the left-wing Antifa rioters that had given a brain bleed to that gay minority conservative journalist. And we can't escort you to the ambulances. We've been told to stay here, to stand and watch the Antifa rioters. Where was Police Chief Carmen Best then? What about that hate crime? Because Andy Ngo was attacked because he was either a minority, gay, or a conservative, or all three of them. And as far as I know, and please do call in and tell us if you know either, if you know differently, and Andy Ngo has been on the show, he knows how to reach us. If you live in Seattle, give us a call. The number is 833-33-GORKA, and tell me, because as far as I know, not one person has been arrested or charged with grievous bodily harm for what happened to that conservative journalist. That was a hate crime. What have you done about it? And I had some harsh things to say on social media back when that happened. And one of them was, if you work for the Seattle police and you were part of that crew of uniformed police officers who obeyed the order to stand down and watch an American be beaten up so badly he ended up in an ER with a brain bleed, and you have done nothing to bring the perpetrators of that hate crime to justice, you know what you should do? You should hand in your badge and your gun, because you're not a peace officer. You're a person prepared to take political orders. They may have a similar etymological root, but police and political should never be mixed. The only place they are mixed is in dictatorships, where you get concepts such as secret police or political police, but not in America. That's why we have a very limited form of federal police. The FBI is only allowed to investigate certain types of federal crime because we have a distrust of a police service that serves an all-powerful centralized government. That's why we have 17,000 local, municipal, and state police authorities in this country, because we believe in devolving that power to the local community. We believe in subsidiarity. But we are living in a time where a left-wing police chief who's fine with conservatives getting beaten up so badly they end up in the ER, saying, oh, coronavirus, I guess that's racist. Chinese virus, I guess that's racist. And if you hear something like that, call 911. 911 is for emergencies, for violence, imminent violence, for threats to your health, but not now if you live in Seattle. Love to hear from you if you live in Seattle. My gosh, the call board is almost full. We've got one line open. Guys, don't go anywhere. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. We have an incredible show for you today. Don't forget, we're going to have Baron Boris up next. We're going to have Jennifer Horn. We're going to have a reprise of our interview with Secretary Azar on the coronavirus. But for the whole second hour of America First, we are going to have our third special Salem coronavirus report. For the whole hour, we're going to talk to Greg Cluxton, our White House correspondent, on the latest developments. We're going to have Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt with me for the whole hour. You don't want to miss a second. And then your calls as well. Richard, Joanna, Wendy, James, don't go. Oh, somebody's calling in from Oregon. I knew it'd happen. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Don't touch that dial.
Know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. We are back. This is America First. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Trump. And if you are looking for something good to watch, if you are cooped up and you've streamed everything you think you can stream, but you want something edifying now, you've had enough of the blood and guts, the violence, the bad humor, I've got something for you. It's called No Safe Spaces. It's my colleague Dennis Prager's latest movie with Adam Carolla, and you can stream it right now. It's about the crazy political correctness taking over this nation and what it's going to take to defeat it, with special guests Ben Shapiro, Jordan Peterson, and Tim Allen. Go right now to nosafespaces.com to live stream it or order the DVD and use code SAVE25. SAVE25 for nosafespaces.com. We are back with our first guest of the day. We call him the Baron. You know him as Boris Epstein. Boris, are you there?
I am right here. Here I am.
Are you surviving the coronavirus, Wuhan virus, Chinese virus craziness?
I am. We're hunkered down. We're staying strong. We're staying optimistic, and we're doing everything we can to follow the guidelines. And I'm very focused on making sure that my parents are being very, very careful, because obviously that's the key for everybody, to make sure that.
Are they with you, or are they somewhere else?
No, they're in New Jersey. My folks are in Princeton, New Jersey.
Okay, and you're making sure that they've got everything they need.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's what we have to do. We have to make sure that the folks who are, of an older age, and my parents, thankfully, are still young. They're in their early 60s. But nevertheless, making sure that our parents, anyone's grandparents, are safe, are careful, and that they have everything that they could possibly need to get through this. As the president said, the next 2 weeks are going to be tough. They're going to be painful. But I think we're going to get through this thing. I think after the next couple of weeks, it's going to start turning.
Yeah, so we have some very, very special programming coming up for you. So if you're listening to the show right now, do not go anywhere. The next whole hour of America First is our third Salem coronavirus special report. I'm going to be here hosting that hour with our national hosts, my colleagues, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, and Hugh Hewitt, and also our White House correspondent, Greg Cluxton. You don't want to miss a second of that hour. It's going to be the middle of our show today. And then in the third hour of the show, another medical professional, Dr. Eddie Simon, will be back with us to talk about exactly this issue. How do you care for somebody in your family, an elder person who may have signs of the coronavirus, and also some very practical tips on how you deal with the question of cross-contamination, how you keep the coronavirus out of your home. But right now, we have to talk to my fellow co-host of our new podcast. It's called The Battle for 1600. You guys are loving it. We're getting texts, DMs, messages. We've recorded a new episode. Download it, listen to it after our show today. But in the meantime, after you've listened to this show, you can listen to Battle for 1600. You can get it anywhere podcasts are available. But right now, it's America First, and we are here with Boris Epstein. Boris, it's disappointing, it's saddening that we are at a point where I think most of us, even cynical people, I think you're less cynical than I am, I'm pretty cynical, we expected, okay, this is the moment where we drop our political weapons and we come together and we're about solidarity with our fellow Americans, solidarity with the first responders, the frontline people, the truck drivers, the nurses, the military that are building those hospitals, that are taking those hospital ships to New York and Los Angeles. And the media is just going to report the facts. But sadly, Boris, am I wrong? But what I've seen in the last 3 weeks is the Democrat Party, the mainstream media, their bias is worse than ever.
It's been a very sad, it's been a very disappointing, it's been a sobering experience to see how the media has decided to treat this president. Not all of the media, but many in the media, and specifically CNN. And we are talking about CNN because they're the ones who have decided to not carry the president's press briefings live in totality, at least yesterday. They cut out when the president was speaking, and they cut back when he was done speaking. So they are depriving the American people, and we talk a lot about this on our podcast, Battle for 1600. As you said, people, please go down, download it, enjoy it. We talk about the fact that CNN has chosen to not cover the most newsworthy event of the day, which is the president reporting to America and the world and sharing what is happening, what we are doing, and how we're going to get through this. So yesterday, CNN did not carry some of the president's comments live. They didn't cover him talking about how they didn't bring live to their viewers the president talking about how the brave nurses and doctors going into hospitals are effectively going into a war zone. They didn't have him live talking about the severity of this.
Then they made fun the day before of Mike Lindell simply because he mentioned God,
right,
and the Bible. I mean, what, do they hate Christians more than they hate the coronavirus, Boris? What is this?
There is an anti-religious bias, specifically anti-Judeo-Christian bias.
Yes.
That's permeated the media, and it's disgusting, and it's saddening, and it's the opposite of what we need. Passover's coming up on April 8th. Easter's coming up on April 12th. Holy, holy days for Judeo-Christian religion, Judeo-Christian tradition.
But it's
it's embarrassing what these members of the media are doing when they denigrate somebody for what? For praying?
But it's not just the media, Boris. We have some audio from the mayor of New York. This is absolutely stunning. And he targets religion, but he only targets two religions. So listen to Bill de Blasio on exactly this issue at a time of national emergency. Cut 10.
Everyone has been instructed that if they see worship services going on, they will go to the officials of that congregation. They'll inform them they need to stop the services and disperse. If that does not happen, they will take additional action up to the point of fines and potentially closing the building permanently.
Excuse me? In America, Boris? Closing down churches? Closing down synagogues? And interestingly, in the whole of that press conference, Mayor de Blasio didn't mention Islam and didn't mention mosques. Did you ever think you'd hear a mayor in a U.S. city say that?
There's nothing that Bill de Blasio does that surprises me anymore. Bill de Blasio is one of the worst, one of the, you know, I'm going to say it, dumbest political elected officials this country has ever seen. He's a disgusting disaster. He is so much worse than the New York deserves. And the way that he's, I mean, he on May 13th was telling people to go about their lives. He kept schools open after people, after members of the school board, after people, members of the school's administration were begging him to close schools. But he didn't do it. Why? Because of his relationship with the school, maybe because of his relationship with the teachers' union. Who knows?
Yeah.
Bill de Blasio has messed this thing up from high heaven, and now he's targeting religious institutions. Keep in mind, he went to the gym when the stay-at-home order was starting.
Because he needs to stay healthy, because he's special. It's truly disgusting. We're talking to Boris Epstein. It is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Follow him at Boris EP. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with the Baron in a moment. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Job Creators Network.
We are back with Boris Epstein, my co-host on our new podcast, The Battle for 1600. He's a regular on this show, and you guys love him. Follow him on Twitter at Boris EP. Boris, we were talking about in the last segment this incredible decision by every cable news channel except Fox not to carry live the president's coronavirus response team briefings. And it kind of reminded me of a moment. Do you remember during the height of the Russia collusion conspiracy nonsense that Fredo Cuomo, Chris Cuomo, said in his show that we have these documents and we're allowed to read them because you're journalists, because we're journalists, but you're not. Do you remember that?
Well, you know, CNN has been such a mess. Here's what I will say.
But the point I want to make is, this is your family, you know, left former communist Soviet territory.
We did.
And we're hearing journalists say, we can read the documents, you can't. And then we're getting people like Don Lemon say, we'll decide what you can see from the White House. Isn't that totalitarian?
It is high-handed. It is propagandistic. It is absolutely picking sides. I absolutely also wish Chris Cuomo a quick recovery and the best of health. You know, he was diagnosed with the coronavirus.
Correct.
And he's been transmitting from home. And, you know, we disagree, and you and I have talked about a lot about Chris Cuomo and Fredo and everything else. In this tough time, unlike so many on the left and so many members of the media, I did tweet this out. I said, we're all in it together, and I do wish Chris a quick recovery,
but
and I wish
not,
the best of health
Boris,
to his family.
Not.
That's how we're acting. That's
yes,
how I'm acting
when,
on you.
But
sadly,
say,
the other side chose not to.
Right.
And I'm sad about that. And it's disappointing, but it's not surprising. It is absolutely a practice by some of the media, specifically CNN, of trying to choose sides and skew the populace toward one view or another. And in this case, they're trying to skew the populace against President Trump, right? They're picking sides.
Yeah, no, they are. They are picking sides at a time of national emergency. We've discussed this, I think, in our last podcast, The Battle for 1600. And I want to share a little bit with our listeners here on our national radio platform. So you have a fascinating background, not just your family background, but the fact that you've lived in both the political sphere, the media sphere, and then also you have a background in finance, in Wall Street, and in the law. How are you looking at the economic question today, how markets are reacting, and what is your message to Americans who are worried that the shutdown, the extension, the 30-day shutdown, is something that we can't economically recover from. What's Boris's message?
My message is optimism. I think that America will absolutely recover. I think we'll recover quickly. I think we have to defeat this coronavirus. We have to defeat it. We have to get through it. And then America is going to bounce back, as President said, like nothing you've seen before. Yeah. And here's why I think that. The American manufacturing capability continues to be the strongest it's ever been due to President Trump's policies.
Yeah.
And the American tax code is extremely business-friendly and becoming more business-friendly. So the American view on life, on business, is going to be one of a comeback when we rebound from this. So I think you're going to see Americans going back to work in droves. You're going to see America manufacturing in a huge capacity. And I think you're going to see the industries that are suffering the most from this, which is hospitality, restaurants, travel, cruises, come right back. I honestly do. Now, we are in for a tough time. The president said it. There's no doubt about it. We're in for a difficult time, and we have to get through it. But it does seem like that difficult time is actually immediate, which means that if we get through these next couple of weeks, we will be on the other side of the peak, and we will be recovering from the coronavirus. And then as we start to reopen, hopefully right after April 30th, we are going to see the American economy spring right back. The $2 trillion stimulus that the president signed, by the way, it took President Obama over a month, to get his stimulus done in 2009 after he took office.
Well, but, and it took him 6 months to declare a national emergency for the H1N1. Six months.
So he failed on both the original, you remember the shovel-ready jobs
yes.
for the great financial crisis, and he failed on swine flu H1N1.
Right.
So President Trump has done something that is unprecedented. He got this $2 trillion, which is already the phase three bill. He got the $2 trillion bill done in 1 week.
And
it only took that long because Nancy Pelosi threw herself
right.
in.
It would have been six days earlier if
Correct.
It hadn't been for Nancy Pelosi. Our guest has been Boris Epstein. Follow him at Boris EP Breakfast with Boris.com. He is on the advisory board of the Trump 2020 campaign. Catch you next time. And if you want more, you know what to do. Subscribe to the Battle for 1600 with my co-host, Boris. This is America First. You need to be as healthy as possible right now at the time of the Chinese coronavirus. Do what I do before the show every day. I take six little capsules of Balance of Nature. Each one of those doses, that six capsules, is the equivalent of 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. It just means that you are eating healthily. I've spoken to Dr. Douglas Howe today. They are doing amazing things. They're not scaling down. People want more. Why? Because this is how you boost your immunity. This is how you stay healthy. More important than ever. And if you use my name, Dr. Douglas Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the secret code. You know what it is, G-O-R-K-A. Do it today, balanceofnature.com.
Democrat, don't be so bloody daft, man. I'd rather be dragged stark naked through a field of broken glass.
You know that phrase, too big to fail. You know what's too big to fail? Small businesses, ironically. You, if you work for or own a small business, you're employing nearly 60 million Americans because there's 30 million small businesses out there. Our friends at the Job Creators Network want to hear your stories of how you are surviving the government lockdowns. Please call our voicemail number, 833-call this number, the show's number, 833-334-6752. Or if you prefer to leave a voicemail about how you and your company are doing, call 703-585-3668. We want to hear your stories of how you are surviving. That's 703-585-3668. 585-3668. Our friend Buck Sexton has just tweeted this out. I want to share it with you because I think this is the attitude we need to have. I'm putting this marker down now. If we flatten the curve, save as many lives as possible, reopen America by the summer, and avoid an economic collapse, it will feel like an actual miracle. Maybe it will be a miracle, but it does seem possible. That's the American spirit. And somebody who embodies that spirit, who's fighting for our nation and for the founding principles of the Republic, is, of course, Congressman Jim Jordan, representing the beautiful 4th District of Ohio. Welcome back to America First, Congressman Jordan.
Good to be with you, Sebastian.
How are you and your let's start with how are you and your family surviving?
Fine. Yeah, we're doing fine, and we trust you are as well. And this is obviously a tough time, but we're a tough country, and we're a good country, and a great country, and the best country, and we'll get through this. Let's just hope it's as quick as possible.
Indeed. Now, business proceeds whilst we are fighting the Chinese Wuhan coronavirus. There are things happening in the political sphere that we have to pay attention to as well. And we had another damning report come out from the Inspector General's Office of the DOJ. There's this requirement of the FISA, the secret FISA courts that provide warrants to spy on Americans, that they scrupulously, when the FBI asks for a warrant, has to substantiate all the information in those warrant requests.
Yeah.
What did they find, Congressman Jordan? Why are you worried?
Yeah, well, they found that every single one of these they checked out. They did a random sample of various FISA applications, again, of American citizens, mind you.
Yes.
So they found that the sample they took, every single one had major problems. So they send out this what's called a management advisory. This is like pulling the fire alarm. They're not done with their investigation yet, but what they have found thus far is so alarming, they pulled the alarm. And they sent this letter to the FBI, and they said, look, you've been wrong on every single one. And here's the kicker. The FBI didn't follow their own standard. The FBI knew they weren't abiding by their own standard, and the FBI did nothing to correct the situation. That's what they found thus far, and they're not even done with their investigation. So when Jim Comey told us a few years ago, you Republicans, Mr. Nunes, Mr. Meadows, and others and the rest who said things were wrong about the FISA process, you guys don't know what you're talking about. We got a robust process. Everything is fine. Turns out they were wrong, and the only thing we were wrong about, Sebastian, people like you who've been talking about it, people of us in Congress have been talking about it. The only thing we were wrong is it was worse than we thought.
Wow. He is Jim Jordan. Follow him right now. Jim_Jordan on Twitter, ranking member on the Judiciary Committee. How long can we go on as a nation before somebody pays the price until a G-man, an FBI agent, or a lawyer actually pays a penalty for what has happened, for spying on Americans illegally?
Yeah, let's hope there is some accountability. We've been so focused, and appropriately so, with this terrible virus that we haven't focused on this issue as much in the last month or so. But remember, Bill Barr is doing an investigation. We'll find out when Mr. Durham concludes that investigation. We think that's going to happen sometime this summer. And let's hope there are people who are actually prosecuted. Let's hope that there are people actually held to account, because I know you get it on your show. I get it every time I'm out walking, traveling, talking to people. They come up to me and they say, when is someone going to jail? Because they're tired of this double standard. And in this great country, as we've said many times before, there isn't supposed to be a double standard. There is one standard. It's called equal treatment under the law.
It's the question I am asked most often as I travel, and I think you as well. We are hearing noises, Congressman Jordan, that Nancy Pelosi wants to have hearings, investigative hearings, on how the president has responded to the Wuhan Chinese coronavirus. Yes. Is that even possible? I mean, that just sounds outlandish.
Yeah, well, I think the person who's sponsoring the bill, I'm not sure of this, but we're checking it out now, but we had an inquiry from the press today. We think the person who was actually maybe talking about sponsoring this legislation to require that or pushing this idea is Adam Schiff, of all people.
Wow.
So, this is all to criticize the president, second-guess the president. The president's done an outstanding job leading this effort. What we do need is, instead of maybe doing that, when we get through this virus, why don't we have Mr. Horowitz come and testify in front of Congress? Remember, Mr. Horowitz released his report on the Carter Page FISA back in December, and Jerry Nadler has never had him in for a hearing, not once. So incredible. Maybe let's do that. We sent a letter yesterday to Mr. Nadler saying, you need to do this when we get through this virus and America recovers, which we will. Let's actually bring Mr. Horowitz in and let him talk about how bad it is at the FISA court and what actually took place there, and not have some politicized investigation process or second look and second guessing that the Democrats are talking about regarding President Trump and how he has handled this situation.
Find out more about what Congressman Jordan is doing and the latest FISA revelations in Chuck Ross's latest piece, A Daily Caller. Please, Eric, let's post that on my Twitter and my Facebook feeds. In the last minute we have with you, Congressman Jordan, we are grateful for what you are doing and have been doing for years on Capitol Hill. What is your message in these difficult times for the people of Ohio and for America as we face another 27 days of shutdown?
No, stay positive. I always say my favorite scripture verse is Paul's writing to Timothy in 2 Timothy 4:7. He says, fight the good fight, finish the course, keep the faith. Fight, finish, keep. Those are words of action. Those are words that we associate with this great country. That's the mindset we need to have as we go through this and get through this. And so that would be what I would try to focus on and what I encourage our fellow citizens to do.
That's fabulous. You're going to get me in trouble like Mike Lindell at the Rose Garden for quoting scripture on my national show, but it is the right message. 2 Timothy 4:7, fight, finish, and keep. That's the American way, and that's why we have so much respect for Congressman Jim Jordan. Follow him right now on Twitter at Jim_Jordan. God bless you. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you are suffering from daily pain, please give this a try. It worked for me. I've been taking it for 16 months, and tens of thousands of Americans are getting pain relief from it right now as we speak. See, they're incredible. Video testimonials at ReliefFactor.com. And then don't hesitate for a second. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95 to find out if it can work for you like it works for me. There's a reason that I endorse it. Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, Mike Gallagher, because we know it's real, because it works. Be the next success story. You deserve it. It costs less than $1 a day to find out if Relief Factor is the answer to you being liberated from your daily pain. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Let's go to your calls next here on America First. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752.
Portions of America First are sponsored by Moral Compass LLC's No Safe Spaces movie.
If you've run out of things to watch, go right now to nosafespaces.com and use the code SAVE25 to get 25% off streaming of Dennis Prager's latest movie. You won't regret it. It's got a 99% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. It is a fabulous film. Nosafespaces.com. Save 25. We have the smartest, we have the best callers in the business. How do I know that? Because I made a mistake earlier today. Hey, Jeff, how many months have we been doing this? 16 months, right?
Yes.
How many mistakes have I made in 16 months?
A couple.
What? I think this is the second, maybe. Maybe this is the second. So I just have to verify that. Thank you, Mr. G. I got it wrong. The attack on Andy Ngo was, of course, in Portland. And we used audio from the chief of police in Seattle, who said, if you hear hate speech, call 911, 911. That's insane. Absolutely insane. But, hey, it's the same kind of thing. So whether it's Portland or Seattle, give us a call. If you live there, if you're happy or dissatisfied with the way the police are doing their work, give us a call here on America First. But now from yesterday, Laurel, Idaho. Welcome back, line 5.
Hello.
Hey.
Good to speak with you, Dr. Gorka. I have been living this way that a lot of people find themselves in now for the last 10 years. I had an experience that changed my life, and I woke up in the vacuum, which I'm hearing a lot of people are in, and I've had people stop by when I'm outside, Laurel, how do you do this? Don't you go crazy? And I think, no, I just made a system and I thought I'd share it with you. I wrote an outline.
Please, you've got a minute and a half, so what is your advice to those who are struggling with the current conditions? Tell us.
Well, you have to, basically, it is what it is, so you have to resign yourself to what is going on today. I have no internet, no TV reception, no smartphone, just a flip phone, no car, little money, and often no money. And these are the people that find themselves in a real...
Okay, Laurel, you've got 70 seconds left. How do you do it? Tell us.
You create a schedule for yourself for everything you do, including break times, nap times, even the silly little things that you do. And you create your own rewards for those things. That's what we're used to when we have a job.
Yeah, absolutely. I see this with my son. He's back from college. College is shut down, and he doesn't have a schedule. So we help him by having a schedule. You've got to resign yourself to reality and make sure every part of your day is planned, including the recreation. Correct, Laurel?
Yes, and most importantly is when to go to bed, when to get up, and when to take a break. And you take the words, "I can't," out of your head.
I love it.
And replace them with, "I will find a way." And you adapt, you use what you've got, and you improvise, and you can get through today.
That's the American spirit. Stay on the line, Laurel. We're going to give you a signed copy of Defeating Jihad, because that's the way we're going to defeat the coronavirus, with that kind of advice. Back with an hour-long special on the coronavirus with my national hosts here on America First.